Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, an interesting update that the Automotive Aftermarket Association Forum, AAAF, has warned that more than 160,000 jobs are on the line from predominantly black-owned small and medium micro enterprises. That's largely in the automotive aftermarket industry due to closures of dozens of these workshops. And they largely link this to being excluded from certain institutions, including banks like WesBank, from sharing contracts for the repair and maintenance of the government fleet. We have reached out to WesBank just to get their perspective on the story and, of course, some feedback, given that these are concerns that have been highlighted by the AAF, Automotive Aftermarket Association Forum. But let's start off by getting some details on the story so that we fully understand and comprehend the concerns that have been highlighted. Selo Mosai, chairperson of the HDI Automotive Aftermarket Association Forum, joins us now for more. Ntate Mosai, welcome to the show. Thank you for making time. And I think this is really important because, and I'm hoping we can get below the technicalities and concerns. But essentially, your organization plays in the Automotive Aftermarket Association, right? Which basically means when a vehicle is bought and it is used and it needs to be maintained and serviced, these are some of the peers that you work with in the industry that represent organizations that can service our vehicles. Maybe just elaborate further on your full scope of membership and the kind of work that you do before we address the complaints you've raised.
We are operating in the automotive aftermarket. We are actually in the automotive industry. Mm-hmm. The membership of the forum are the associations who have members who are workshop owners. Workshop owners, they do repair of works of either engines or transmission, which is the gearboxes or suspensions, whatever, panel beating, glass works, even, you know, parts in the parts sales and towing. That's the environment that we are operating in, Google.
Mm-hmm. This is very important because it actually speaks to a very broad audience that you can serve, right? Not only Kuku as a driver and commuter and motorist, but also those companies who own fleets in terms of logistics or delivery or even government-owned vehicles. And this is typically a market that, if I understand, you've tapped into before.
This is exactly where we're operating. We have to work with fleets. In South Africa today, we are told that there are about 12.4 million vehicles on the road, which need services, which needs the repair at any given time, or need panel beating and so forth. So it's a huge market, and it's a huge cake within which all of us has to operate. But what we are talking about precisely on that particular article, it's basically the area which involves only government contracts, mm-hmm. which is called RT46. It deals with all fleet of government nationally as well as provincially, be it police vehicles, be it ambulances, be it correctional services, home affairs, agriculture, and you name it. All those fleets, be it Transnet and so forth and so on. Those are aggregated under a contract called RT46, and they have been allocated to three companies, mm-hmm. WesBank, Netfleet, and Fleet Africa, to manage on behalf of government, you know, as administrators. So this is basically what we're dealing with. And that contract, it's the very accessible one for HDIs, because in the open market, it's very difficult. But the contract itself stipulates quite categorically that the HDI-owned workshops, which mm-hmm. happen to be SMMEs in their nature and are black-owned, should get up to 70% of work from that contract.
Got you. I'm just going to jump in then, Tate Mosai, to make sure we don't lose our listeners. But essentially, HDI, historically disadvantaged individuals, black South Africans who operate in the vehicle repair space, in the SMME space, are able then to solicit work in repairing vehicles that are aligned to government fleets. And this is important because it actually speaks to transformation in the space, skills development, and also speaks to an ongoing market that you can serve, right, as entrepreneurs. Help us understand, though, as you say in your statement, that there are three organizations, Westbank, Netfleet, and Fleet Africa, that are able to share and distribute these contracts. But there's a level of disgruntlement that you have with Westbank in particular.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of issues that emanated with our engagement with Westbank in particular, relating to their administration of the SAPS vehicles, regarding how they administer the contract in terms of one, how they suspend people willy-nilly, secondly, how they don't just distribute work to the members of our associations and our members close workshops as a result, and how the whole issue of transparency is not available in terms of communicating or showing us or giving us the information regarding the allocations as we would want to know how the allocations are being done. Or where they are being distributed to. So it's those issues, and as a result of our experience with them in particular, we find all these headaches where members are forced to close, shut down their workshops, and thereby losing their contracts, or in some instances downscale their labor, obviously continue to accumulate debt whilst trying to keep their workshops open. So those are the issues in anticipation that things will improve. But we've been in communication with them and working with them in meetings, etc. For the past 3 to 4 years, and there isn't anything that is changing.
Is this level of lack of communication different from what you see from their counterparts being Netfleet and Fleet Africa? And I'm keen to understand if you've inquired even further to understand why there's this lack of communication or the exclusion, as you say.
Yes, no, Netfleet and Fleet Africa are even worse. There's no communication. There's no line of communication open at all. You at least with Westbank, they try to open some kind of a meeting on a quarterly or weekly, quarterly or 6 monthly basis for us to come and talk to them, even though that became a talk shop, but at least we could talk to them. Fleet Africa, Netfleet, no line of communication at all. So the issue is compounded by that fact that we don't get any kind of cooperation on their part. And we have also communicated with the responsible departments, that is the National Department of Transport and Treasury, on various occasions to try and highlight this thing, but there isn't a headway in terms of trying to resolve this. So the communication with the public, obviously, it's to basically highlight this, to show, or rather to communicate that the reason why they are experiencing high unemployment is because of these problems. Because this is one contract where employment, plenty opportunities for employment exist. But because we are unable to get the design and the implementation of this contract proper, then we are getting this problem.
Got you. Ntate Mosai, there's so much more I need to ask you, but I do want to confirm we had reached out to Westbank to offer them a right of reply. Netfleet as well as Fleet Africa, we haven't yet, because I wasn't aware that your concerns actually are highlighted right across the spectrum, but we will reach out to them to get feedback. We're under pressure to wrap up this conversation, but I'm keen to understand two things. Naturally, you've made this public because you're raising awareness and concern around what you highlight as a lack of communication and adequate consideration and interaction. Number one, what is it that you'd like to see change, and how does this differ to previous communication that you've had? And number two, just to play devil's advocate, I'm assuming that some of these organizations and institutions might say that they aren't enough adequately equipped or prepared black vehicle servicing companies in South Africa, to put it simply. How best do you think you can continue working together to actually capacitate the supply to take care of these contracts and tenders that you'd like to participate in?
Let me start with your second question.
Sure.
Gugu. You know, that is obfuscation at best, or very, very stingy with the truth, if you put it like that. For you to be taken on board of all the databases of these three, you have to comply and meet certain standards. So once you are on their databases, you have met the standards. You have first bought enough equipments or sufficient equipments and the required equipments. Mm-hmm. You have to have a fixed office or a fixed workshop to work in, which is adequate and meets the standards. You have to get the proper qualifications in terms of your trade tests, qualifications and experience, and so forth and so on. So there's lots of capital outlay that these SMMEs, whom are treated maybe not as investors, but they invest a lot of the resources to get themselves ready before they can even be that for the contract. Once they are considered for the contract, then you start depriving them, and you come in with an excuse maybe for this and that, but the excuse that they don't have the capacity, it's neither here nor there, because they have met the standards, and that's not an argument anymore. So that one, let's put it aside. The truth is that even if that is the case, there's also a provision in the RT 46 contract that there has to be an enterprise and supplier development from the level where you've placed yourself in terms of your own investment. Then the contract itself puts a condition in place that the enterprises that are already onboarded may be taken to a longer, a different level in terms of updating them with the new technology and so forth and so on, through the supplier and enterprise development, which is also budgeted for. That is also not happening. So it's not really an issue around whether people are qualified or not. That's one. That's the point. The second, on your first question, what would wish to see happen? What we wish to see happen, we have already started engaging, across the board, even including Black Business Council, to say there needs to be the new impetus with the new administration that is now in place, and the new leadership. An impetus has to be placed on taking back this whole program back on course, and dedicating and directing it to the initial objectives as stipulated in the contracts, to achieve this very same thing of enhancing service delivery through making sure that all vehicles are on the road, or at least sufficient number of vehicles are on the road, in good roadworthiness, et cetera, et cetera.
100%.
And employment creation is another objective, as well as transformation, setting it off. So this communication is basically, or rather this engagements are taking us in that process, so that we put this back on course. That is basically the effort that we are embarking on.
100%. And I realize that this is a much bigger issue, as we do have a few colleagues and peers who have reached out to me actually now and sharing that they have similar fights and arguments and concerns rather with these institutions. And as you rightly fully put it, if you're already on their supplier base, if you've shown a level of competency, surely you should be given an opportunity to participate in the work because you've been capacitated.
Absolutely.
But as we've mentioned, we will continue to reach out to Westbank, Netfleet and Fleet Africa to offer them a right of reply. reply. West Bank at the moment has not responded, but the other two we certainly will reach out to make sure that we are able to find a conducive working environment for such an important sector of our economy. Dade Mosai, appreciate your time this evening, sir.
Thanks so much, Mamun Fupi. Thanks so much.
Selo Mosai is chairman of the HDI, that's Historically Disadvantaged Individuals, otherwise known as Black South Africans, or those who would fall under that category, who operate in the Automotive Aftermarket Association Forum. Might sound like big words, but Black South Africans who are contributing to the repair of vehicles after they've been repair and maintenance of vehicles as an economic sector in South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.